The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You mentioned that sometimes you have to do non-features, like go to Barclays and listen to Kyrie, and you wrote a ton about...
I think tomorrow I'll be doing that. I'm guessing since he's supposed to play Sunday, I'm guessing he'll practice tomorrow and he'll talk.
Yeah, what are your, like, what's your take on kind of what happens next, and does it die down at all, or do we see this kind of for the rest of the year?
Well, I think it's up to him. I think the bar has been raised pretty high just looking at all of these statements that are coming out about how we, like, basically people vouching for him, whether it's Jaylen Brown and other people in the Players Association, whether it's like just public comments even from Adam Silver and Joe Tsai saying that he believes Kyrie is sincere, like all of this stuff. The Nets have set the stage for him to return. It's been reported that he is like expected to return on Sunday, but like, as far as I know, even though he is not necessarily bound at this point by the reported list of six action items or whatever, I'm assuming the one about him speaking to the media and kind of disavowing specific parts of the film directly, I'm guessing that's still part of it. And so, like, let's see what he says, because he had a couple opportunities to do just that. And he had a week to think about whether or not he wanted to, and he like very specifically didn't. He was defiant and he didn't want to say that he did anything wrong exactly, and he didn't really want to get into the details of what he disagreed with and what he agreed with. And in his apology on Instagram, like, he said he apologized for not explicitly stating what he agreed with and disagreed with. Okay, he's apologized. He hasn't done that yet, though. So will he do that when we ask him the questions? Like, I don't know. I'll be there, and it's a kind of a hard setting to get a question in. So I haven't gotten that many questions directly into Kyrie when I've been there, but I'll try. But even if I don't, like, I know, like, you know, the other Nets, like, Nick Friedell is going to get some awesome questions in there because he's been, like, killing it on the story the whole time. Like, so I am fascinated to see where it goes, but, I mean, I don't know how I can make a prediction at this point. I just know that, like, the burden is, like, definitively on him because everybody's kind of stuck their neck out for him and said that they believe that his intentions are pure and all of this stuff. And, like, that's what happened in a much smaller way already when the Nets and he and the Anti-Defamation League put out a statement. And then the next day, frankly, like, Kyrie embarrassed himself and the ADL and the Nets for putting out that statement. So if he does it again, like, if who is he embarrassing? He's embarrassing a lot more people, and it's going to be way worse because it followed that other thing. So I hope that, like, he comes out and he clearly states he disagrees with, like, the thesis of the film. And he, like, explains himself a little bit and explains what he's been doing over the past, I don't know, week and a half, however long, 2 weeks, however long it's been. And that he demonstrates that, like, he kind of gets it, but I don't know. It wasn't, like, fun to write the article that I did about the Kyrie thing. Like, I'd much rather just talk about basketball and cover, like, there's, like, Nets basketball storylines that are interesting. But I haven't written a ton about that, honestly, this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have a couple of other non-feature article related questions. Cause just as a fan, I grew up in Portland and Damian Lillard, obviously a one-way guard, you know, and kind of an undersized one-way guard, obviously a superstar offensively, but always been a defensive liability. Portland for the last three years, obviously that 2019 Western Conference Finals run, they were a decent defensive team, but kind of not really. And I didn't really think that there was ever a way for a Damian Lillard-led team to be top five, top seven, top 10 in defense. But here they are, right? Like yeah. they bring in Jeremy Grant and they get some sort of undersized wings, but that are very gritty and athletic and have some of those same attributes that you mentioned that Jose Alvarado has. Like,
yeah.
In your viewpoint, when you watch the Blazers, how are they doing this defensively?
They're doing it by being super active. They're doing it by being super aggressive and they're fighting. They're using what they do have. Like it's a little different. Like if they have Nurkic on the court versus if they're playing smaller, but they, even when he's on the court, like if he is like regardless of like what coverage that he's playing, like they need the wings to be covering ground and helping and recovering. And like those guys are doing that. Like they have length on the perimeter. They have better point of attack defense. I liked what I've seen from like Justice Winslow this season. Jeremy Grant, I think, has fit in as well as they'd hoped. This year a little, you saw some honestly, I think he was like better like on as a more complete like two-way player before he got hurt last year. But I mean, defensively, he's still got those attributes. He's still able to contribute that. And you've seen that from him. The wild thing to me is like, I think they're the best defender they have on the team hasn't played yet. And it's Gary Payton II. And that can add a whole other dimension. I mean, he might be like the literal best one-on-one defender in the NBA. He is probably not going to win any defensive player of the year awards because he's not going to play like 30 plus minutes. And it's hard for a non-big to do that. But I mean, he's like wildly good and they haven't even had him. And he's a guy that can switch. He can play like guard bigger guys. And then as a guy that can like just pressure opposing point guards, I don't think there's anybody better. So like, I've liked the approach. I've liked the coaching from Chauncey Billups there, just trying to be disruptive, trying to get in passing lanes, trying to speed other teams up, trying to just put some pressure on them in a different way. Like they had historically played a pretty conservative style of defense. Chauncey tried to change that last year, but he didn't really have the personnel for it to be effective. But I think, I mean, I haven't spoken to him about this, but I'm guessing what he would say is that like, even what they did last year, they were losing almost every night, but he was still laying the groundwork for what they're doing now. Because before they even got the personnel that could make it work, they're teaching some of the personnel like how to do it. And so I think it looks a lot better now. I love that they're playing a ton of zone. I think you kind of have to do that if you are trying to make up for, say, like a lack of like mobile big men, or maybe you're just trying to make up for having a couple of guards who were not super sturdy defensively. Because like Simons is bigger than CJ, but in theory, it's like basically the same issue that they had when it was CJ and Dame. But I mean, they're doing their best to mask that. I think Dame has, I mean, I guess it depends which season you're looking at. But I think for the most part in his career, like, yeah, he's been a below average defender. He has sometimes in certain matchups been like a straight up liability. But I think he does like care about defense. He's not like a horrific defender. He can be in the right place. He is a very smart basketball player. So like, as long as he's like not dying on too many screens, as long as like he is basically in the right place and executing a coverage, like I think you can make up for his deficiencies on the defensive end. It might stop you from being like the number one defense over the course of an 82 game season, but I mean, they're doing like really well right now. And I do think their ceiling will be higher once they get Payton integrated. But I mean, it's just been fun. Like it's fun to see that team getting stops and running. It's fun to see them sort of looking like they're more than the sum of their parts. And like, you know, they just have a bunch of new energy in there. And like, even like I'm watching Shaedon Sharpe, who did not have a sterling defensive reputation, coming into the NBA, but like, you know, he's switching on to stars and competing at least on the defensive end, and he's long and he might make mistakes and whatever, but like, he's a big dude, he's an athlete, and he's trying. And I think everybody on the Blazers really bought into the game plan on the defensive end. So that has been a treat to watch.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I agree. I think this team could be a real, I didn't believe it at first, but I think this team could be an actual dark horse, given how wide open the West is, issues with the Warriors, issues with the Grizzlies in terms of, you know, you take Bane out, you take Jaw out, and you really have a bad team. You know what I mean? I watched them play the Wizards the other day, and without Jaw and Bane, it is really ugly to watch. Like, Jaren Jackson, obviously an up and down player. Another player I think you I could see you featuring, very interesting dude, Jeremy Sochan. Just another darling of the NBA, I think, right away. What comes to mind, you just see him that dunk last night, just like Rodman 2.0, like the body, the moves, the swag, like,
yeah.
What do you think?
No. So I will say, I wrote about him right at the draft. So you nailed my interest in him. Like I spoke to him, I think the day before the draft, and I just found him so interesting. The story, moved around all over the place, just has a kind of different perspective on basketball. And I mean, you watch him, even like look at him in college, like he's legitimately guarding all five positions. I think people say that, and it sounds nice, but the amount of people who actually do that night to night in the NBA, like it's a very, very short list, but like he does that and he's doing that in the NBA. The other night when they were shorthanded, like to watch, like Pop's just like, yeah, we're going to make him the point guard, and he's the point guard. He's bringing it up. And then he's playing point guard defensively because he was matched up, the primary defender on Stephen Curry, like chasing him around screens. And he loves it. You can tell, like, he's like a sicko. Like, he lives to do this stuff. He lives to annoy the hell out of people defensively. I don't know if you saw the Stephen Adams quote from after that game. That was, like, just, like, the funniest thing that's happened this season.
Yeah, he's, like, pinching Stephen Adams' nipples.
Super weird, but, like, incredible. And then, like I know he's not, like, the most polished offensive player or whatever, but, like, he's an incredible passer. He is a strong physical guy who, like, when he gets downhill, can finish. Like, he's not unskilled offensively. Just the shot is coming along, and he's not a great, like, scorer yet. But you can see it. You can see why the Spurs fell in love with him. And it's like, it's this like really cool mix of hustle guy, defensive stopper, but then also like legit playmaker, smart player, mature guy, interesting guy, fun guy. Like he is like, I'm absolutely like all in on the Sochan experience. I love that he took Rodman's number and is dyeing his hair all different colors. He did that a little bit at Baylor last year too. And I think he's just, I mean, even just like he was beloved at Baylor and like he gets to stay in Texas. Like I saw like he had that big dunk last night and Scott Drew like tweeted out the highlight. And I was like, yeah, that's nice. Like I'm just, I'm all in on this guy's story. He's awesome.
Well, we'll have to do this again sometime soon. Enjoy or at least get through the Kyrie coverage. Hopefully, hopefully that comes to an end soon and we get to see another feature. Do you have any other other plans of any features that we should watch out for?
I feel like I said too much with the Poku thing already. I don't know if I'm actually doing that, but I want to. I'll see what comes together. But yeah, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, that's been awesome. Where can we find your work?
Just at cbosports.com in the NBA section. That's where all of my stuff ends up.
And hopefully Twitter still.
I tweet my stories. I will keep doing that as long as we have a working functional website. We'll see.
Awesome. If not, I'll see you wherever I see you, James. It's 100% appreciated. Awesome insight. Awesome energy and excitement. I can tell you love the league about as much as I do.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Many thanks to James Herbert for joining the show today. That is all the time that we have for the Heat Check. Check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop pretty much every day. Follow the Heat Check as the season is heating up. Do not forget to download. Please subscribe. Please tell your friends, every single damn one of them. And follow us on social at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, whenever it stays around, and Instagram.